Salam alaikum and what's up everyone? Welcome back to another episode of TG Let's Talk, where we talk photography, video, content, and everything in between. I am your host TG, and today's topic is going to be how to build a successful Instagram page. So, let's get started. All right, everyone, it's Instagram. Yes, it's the famous Instagram. Instagram has become so famous that I think just about everyone on the planet, for the most part, knows what Instagram is all about. It's a social media platform. Keyword, it's social media, which we're going to discuss in a little bit. What that means, what does social media actually mean? That's very important to know. But we're going to start with going over how to build a successful Instagram profile, a page, whatever you want to call it, how to make your Instagram really good and really successful. Now, depending on what you use your Instagram for, some of these tips might matter, others might not. But I think for the most part, generally speaking, what I'm going to share with you, which is my experiences and what brought me to the level of Instagram that I'm at right now, which I'm humbly thankful for, thanks to my followers, is going to be something that I kind of learned over time. So, you know, I've tried many things. I've researched many things. I've heard so many opinions. Everybody has an opinion on Instagram. And to be honest with you, I think for a lot of people, the opinion matters to them more, and it helps them more than others, including myself. So what I'm going to share with you might not necessarily work with everyone, but it's worked for me. And what I'm going to share with you is not necessarily the best or the only or the correct way, but again, it's worked for me. So because it's worked for me, I'm happy to share it with you guys. And you know, that's what it's all about. Cool. All right, let's get started. So choosing a subject. Now, if you're just starting off and you're setting up your Instagram profile, You most likely have an idea of what you want to do. So I'm a photographer, content creator, cinematographer, videographer, whatever you ever want to call it. But I didn't want my profile or portfolio to be a mix of everything, because I felt like, you know what, I think my followers might get lost, or it just won't look as nice. And honestly, this is years back when I was sitting there just thinking. I just said, you know, I got to choose one category. I might dib and dab, you know, I might put a few videos in there, do, you know, something different every here and then, which is fine, I guess. Not the greatest idea, but it's fine. But I think I want to stick to one subject. So since I'm a photographer, I stuck to that first. So now I had to choose what type of photography am I going to put up there? Cityscape, landscape. So I live in the city, so the city is my landscape, and night photography is part of the day and night that I shoot. So I think I got my subject down. So I build out my portfolio. I set up my bio. I know what it's going to be about. Boom. Now it's time to take it to step two. Step two, planning and creating your content. I know a lot of people like to look at old photos or just go take random photos and start posting immediately. I was guilty of that from time to time, and I think we all are. I think it's better to plan how you want your feed to look. So for me, for an example, I started planning out my shots. So for 1 week, I wanted to shoot leading lines, which are lines that look really nice shooting down, like if you got a nice narrow road, or if you got rails that curve around the canal, or if you have parallel lines that go up buildings and you're standing in the middle. You know, these are things, I'm sorry, standing in the middle, meaning holding the camera, not actually the subject, or me, the photographer taking a photo of myself. That's a different subject. But I think these are things that I started planning, and I started saying, okay, this week is going to be about sunrise, or maybe the first 2-3 days. The first 2-3 posts is going to be about sunrise. The next 3 posts are going to be about sunset. Well, some might say, well, what's the difference between sunrise and sunset? Well, right there is going to be the composition. Composition is the elements that you want in your shot, how you frame them, how you set them up. What do you put in the foreground? What do you put in the middle ground? What about your background? These are important things that are necessary when planning your shot. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor. All right. So first we set up, we figured out what we want to do. We want to do photography because we're photographers and we love photography. Next, we want to start planning what type of content we want to put out there. Now comes the fun part, going out to create the content. Creating the content is really important. So you planned it out, you figured out, you know what, I'm going to do night photography for the first 3 days. All right, here's the locations I'm going to go to. 1, 2, 3. You plan them all out. You go out, you shoot, you bring the content back, you do your magic, you know how to edit, you know what you're doing. Now it's time to take step number 3, scheduling your content for posting. Now, in the beginning, I know a lot of us get excited. I myself, first one to blame myself. I get excited and I start posting 2-3 posts a day. I got really excited. Yeah, you know, this is fun. And looks like some people like it, which is great. Fantastic. That's not a good thing, especially if you're starting out. If you have 2,000, if you hit 1,000, 2,000 followers, amazing. And if you're at that level and you're pumping out post after post, you're going to start losing followers. Or if the followers that stick with you, just because they like you, they might start overlooking your posts because they're clogging up their feed. Every time they open their Instagram, your followers are saying, well, here's another one from TG. Oh, look, here's another one. Oh, you know what? Let me skip over. Okay, his photos are gone now. His posts are gone. Jeez, thank God. You know, they keep clogging up my feed. I want to go see, you know, Timothy's baking class or Amanda's cookies or whatever the case may be, you know? So try not to clog up your feed. Especially if you're under 10,000, try to do at least one post a day and then take the step and then organically get engagement from that feed and feed off of it. You know what I mean? Don't let it die out. Feed off of that one great post that you're so proud of. You took that photo, you're proud of it, post it. Get some engagement off of it, feel proud, and then push it a little bit, pump it out a little bit, which we'll talk about a little later on in the stories and all on how you can do that. All right, so we got scheduling your content. So you're making a schedule, you got everything all set up, and you're developing your patterns and how you want your feed to be laid out. So the first 3 photos are going to be night photography. The next 3 are, cityscapes of day, sunrise in the desert, whatever you want it to be. All right. Now, before you start posting, you should also research when would be the best time for you to upload and post your image. So if you already have followers, you kind of want to see what the majority of your followers, what area do they live in? Traditionally, they should be in your area, but that's not always the case. You know, if you live in Dubai, like I do, now I have 90% of my followers in Dubai, so that kind of worked out. But for others, they might have a large following across the world. So that means they need to pick the proper time, where whether it be after supper, dinner, after lunch, in between people's breaks, that when they're at work and they look at Instagram. So you need to choose when would be the best time for you to upload your post. One way you could do that is obviously searching online, but also you can look at your insights. Look at the patterns that are being developed from your followers. See when, what time. So you go to your insights in the settings of your Instagram, check your activity, and see when are people looking. And look at what cities they live in and kind of figure out what areas they're in. You know, learn your own feed. All right, so moving on. Engagement. This is where many good accounts, really nice accounts that have nice feeds, fail or slow down dramatically. Because they feel that they have a good enough following, whether that be 3, 4, 5,000 or 10, 15, 20,000 followers, whatever the number is, for some reason they feel that they no longer need to engage with the general public, or more importantly, engage with the community that they're in. You know, if you're a photographer, then you should engage with other photographers. If you're a landscape, cityscape photographer, go out and see. Go through your feed. Go through the explore feed of Instagram. See who's out there shooting whatever style that you like and comment on their feed. You know, I see feeds all the time that are really nice. And then I look at their comments. You know, this person has 20,000 plus followers, but he only has 30 comments. Does that mean this photo is not comment worthy? There's no one giving him any feedback, or, you know, that's usually not the case. What usually happens is that person that set up the account doesn't engage at all, doesn't engage with his or her own followers, doesn't engage with, you know, doesn't socialize in the, it's called social media, right? Doesn't socialize with other people in the community that do the same thing that he or she does. And this hurts and slows down their account. You know, people like to see if they really like an image, they comment, hey, this is a nice photo. Good job. They like a reply back. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about people that have 50 to 100,000 or 100,000 plus. Sometimes, depending on the amount of comments that are coming in, it could be hard to keep up. And people are more forgiving when you have a massive amount of followers. So that's not what I'm talking about. Remember, the subject here is how to build a successful Instagram. If you want to get on that pathway of developing and building a successful Instagram, you need to engage with your followers and other people within your community. I know many great photographers, really, really good photographers. They don't engage. And then when other photographers in the community, they know about them, but they kind of don't give them any attention either, because they feel like, well, you know, this person really doesn't support me. I tried supporting him a few times, or I tried supporting her a few times. I get nothing back, you know. So, you know, they, hey, nice photos, nice guy, nice girl, but it's okay. I'll leave them alone. And that's what it'll be, you know. So you kind of end up losing there. You really end up losing a segment of engagement, which really is going to pump up your account. Engagement, that's where the key to success is. Whether it be you engaging with your followers or engaging with people in your community. All right. So, and ways that you can do that is reply back to people that comment on your post. You know, if Sally says, hey, that's a nice photo, tell her, hey, thank you very much, Sally. You know what? I just looked at your feed and I saw your most recent two posts. They look amazing. Good job. You know, that's, if you like Sally's photos. So I understand you have to like the photos. I'm not asking you to do anything out of the ordinary or something, or like something that you really don't like. That's not what this is about. So replying to people that comment. And, sending a DM every here and there to someone that you like. You saw a really good photo. You commented on their post. You could send them a DM. Hey, I saw your post. Cool. I love the caption. It really went well with the photo. By the way, was that photo taken under the bridge or the side of the bridge? Engage with them. This will help you. This will really help build your account. Time after time, people will see that, hey, this person's pretty cool. They're supportive. They're engaging. You know, let me look at their photos. Hey, wow, his photos or her photos are real cool. They'll start engaging back. They'll start noticing you. You'll start now building your account, because every here and then, this really cool person that takes amazing photos is recognizing your work and dropping in a like and a comment every here and then. Don't get mad at them if it's not every single day. If their account is really big and they're really busy, give them the benefit of the doubt. But hey, you know, you've succeeded. Check mark for you. You got some extra engagement from someone with a larger account. Now, how does someone that has a large account benefit you? Let's see. For one, credibility. If there's a well-known, let's stick with photography here. If there's a well-known photographer and he has a massive account and his work is amazing, if all of a sudden he comments on your photo or your post and he gives you some good feedback on it, saying, hey, the colors are nice, the tones are nice, the shadows are good, good job. Now, other people that might know him are going to say, wow, this guy liked this guy's posts. You know, this guy must be good. So let me check his feed out. Wow, his feed is not that bad. It's actually pretty good. You know what? I'll give him a follow because I'd like to see more of his posts every day. More of his posts or her posts every day. Now, that doesn't mean a lot more. So we go back to how many times you should post, right? You don't want to overdo it because you just got some followers and you don't want to start pumping them or blasting away a whole bunch of posts. You don't want to do that, right? So moving on, we figured out engagement. We're going to start doing that. We need to start liking and commenting and engaging with the community, right? Now we built up our profile. We got we know what our feed is going to look like. We got the color patterns going. We got the whole matrix thing looking really good. And we're engaging. So we're moving. Now we're pumping in followers left and right. We're doing a good job. What do we do next? Promote your profile. How do you promote your profile? Now, I don't mean spend money. That's an entirely separate subject, something else that we could talk about a different time. Promoting your profile. Today, social media and platforms in general are providing us with so many tools to promote our profiles. One of them, which is I live off of, honestly, is Instagram stories. We can use our stories to communicate with the community, with our followers, with the general public that lives on social media and talk about our most recent post. What are we doing to get better? How are we taking it to the next level? Now, not only Instagram stories, Instagram allows you to link up to Twitter and Facebook and I think Tumblr, if I'm not mistaken. Well, these are other platforms. So why not turn those on and have an automatic feed going from your Instagram into these other channels? That's amazing. Now there's TikTok. I don't know too much about TikTok, so I won't claim anything on it. But I think it's important to start up an account there. And hey, you know what? Talk about your work. Just that's it. If you want to start there, just talk about what you do. We have Snapchat. Why don't we pump stuff on Snapchat? It's similar to TikTok. We also have YouTube. We got LinkedIn. I know it's more corporate stuff, but we can still communicate on it and we can push out our content or at least links to our content. What about a website? Kind of old school, kind of old fashioned, but it hasn't gone away. We could actually push people to our website and from our website, push them through to other channels and tell them what we're all about. I think these are very important things. You know, there's so many platforms that people engage with. If you want to be successful on Instagram and if you want people to come to your Instagram, use other channels, do some PR work, promote your profile, promote yourself, talk about what you're doing and take it from there. All right. Now, if you guys have any questions about this podcast or if you want any more tips and tricks, here's what you can do. Go to Instagram, TG from Dubai. That's TG from Dubai. You'll find me there. Send me a DM and I'll be more than happy to give you more tips on what you could do to take your Instagram to the next level. All right, guys, thanks for tagging along. I hope you benefited from this podcast. I hope you learned at least something from it. I really appreciate it. And if you want to know more about me, again, you can visit me on TG from Dubai and on Instagram and all social media profiles. Or you can go to my website, tgmproductions.com. And thanks again. We'll catch you on the next one. Assalamu alaikum.